social robot.
Hi, Jibo. What have you got for us today?
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Michael.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Black.
Black? That's a good one. I love the color
That's
black.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Okay, so these first couple ones are going to be really easy if you're smart. So I want you to tell me the letter, the picture you see, and then another word that starts with that letter.
A, apple, alligator. B, boy, bent. C, cookies, chocolate. D, duck, doctor. E, elephant. Egg. F, fish. Fin. G, guitar. Good. H, house. Horse. I, ice. I.
Nice, like an eyeball? No, I. Oh my gosh, I don't know my letters. I as in me, myself, and I.
J, juice. Jaguar.
Good.
K, key. Kangaroo?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Can you read mine? Oh my gosh.
L, leaf, laser. M, monkey. Mouse. N, nose. Nostril. O, orange. The color orange.
Can you think of another word, maybe?
Ostrich.
Good one.
P, plate. Pain. Q, duck.
What's the duck say?
Quack. Queen. R, red. We'll crown the color red.
You think of another word that starts in R?
Robot?
Yeah, good one.
S, spider. Sink. T, table. Toddler.
What was that?
Toddler.
Toddler, okay.
U, umbrella. Unicycle.
Good one.
V, vacuum. Volcano. W, watch. Winter. X, x-ray.
Can you think of an instrument that starts with X? It's a hard one.
Why yogurt yo-yo zebra zoo.
Nice. Go ahead and put the buzzer for me. Great job. Alright. You can do this too. You're smart.
One.
And then tell me what you think is going to come next.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17.
Oh my gosh, what's this number?
20.
Okay, if you went from 15 to 20, what do you think is next?
25?
There you go.
30. 35.
Oh my gosh, what's that number?
40.
Now what?
50. Mm-hmm. 60. 70. Mindy? Right? 80.
Now what?
90. 100.
Okay, now we're gonna trick you again. What do you think is after 100?
105? 200. Mm-hmm. 300.
You think? I actually don't know what that pattern is supposed to be.
500.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
10,000 or 1,000.
There you go. Okay. Do you like math?
Yes, it's my favorite subject.
Oh, nice. Why don't you read out this whole equation and tell me the answers?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18.
Good job.
21 minus 3 equals 7.
What's the sign again?
Divided by.
There you go. So read it all again.
21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Good job. Alright, press another buzzer for me. Nice.
You're doing an awesome job.
Okay, now we're going to look at pictures. And there are real words here, and then there's some, like, not real words. So here's how it's gonna go. I'm gonna say, so I have one slide, and now I have two of them. So I have
three slides.
If there are two of them, what do I have?
Two slides.
There you go. That's how it's gonna go. So I have one snack, and I have two of them. So I have
two snacks.
I have one MIP. Can you say MIP?
MIP.
One MIP?
Two MIP.
One YAG?
YAG. Two YAG. One mug.
We're going to call it a cup, okay?
Cup. Two cups.
One SCAC?
SCAC.
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 There you go. One SCAC.
Two SCAC.
One SMIDE.
One smide, two smide. Boats.
We're gonna call it a ship.
Ship, two ship.
Is that what you call two of them?
Yeah.
One ship, two
ships.
There you go. One duck.
Duck.
Duck with a P at the end. Dup.
Dup.
Mm-hmm.
Two dup. One purse.
Yeah, we're going to call it a bag, though.
Bag.
Okay,
one bag. Two bags.
Is that what you say?
Two bags.
Okay. One light.
One light. Two light. Two lights.
One brib.
One brib. Two brib. One
kel.
Kel. Two kel.
One foo.
Foo. Two foo. One rock. Two rocks. One crib. Two cribs.
One pipe.
One pipe. Two pipes. One shoe. Two shoes.
One bell.
One bell. Two bells.
Okay, last one.
One
yawk.
Two yawk.
Alright, hit another buzzer for me. Okay.
You're doing an awesome job.
So now we're going to look at some pictures.
You're doing great.
Okay. Now we're going to look at some pictures, and you're going to tell me everything you see.
Two fish, a lion, and a boy in a boat, and a pond and flower and leaves and a firefly.
Where do you think they're going?
To the a lake.
Okay. So if you had to make up a story about this, what would you say? You could say anything. This boy could be an alien from outer space. Get as creative as you want.
The lion's a magical lion, and the boy found him on a rock, and he said, "I will grant you 5 wishes."
And what does the boy wish for?
His first wish was, can I have,
Well, what would you wish for if you had 5 wishes?
A house.
What else?
Money.
How much money?
Infinity money.
You have 3 more.
A 3D printer. And
you could also wish for powers.
And science museum and a art museum.
Couldn't you just buy those things with all that money, that infinity money?
Yeah, but you could also buy other stuff.
Okay. So where does this lion come from? Like, how did he get his power?
From his dad.
Okay. And he was just sitting on a rock one day?
Mm-hmm.
Do these fish have anything to do with it? Like, this fish is... Is this fish... Like, what is weird about it?
It's upside down.
Does that have anything to do with it?
Yes. Like, the... In the art, in the science museum, there's fish. There's like dead fish with the bones, and they turned it into a robot, and a robot fish.
Whoa, and what can the robot fish do?
Everything that normal fish can do.
So what makes it special, other than the fact that it's not made out of fish?
That it can do stuff that fish can't do.
Like what?
talk.
Talk? Okay. Alright, let's move on to the next picture. What do you see here?
A boy, a sock, two cars, a bed, a paper airplane, a tree, a plane, three paper airplanes, clouds, books, fish, pillows, a picture in a window, and walls and floors and ceilings.
How come there's a window and then there's just no ceiling? You see there's no ceiling?
Maybe that is just the like wallpaper on the ceiling.
Would you do this?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have that much stuff.
What do you think about his room?
It's messy.
How come?
There's a lot of stuff on the floor, and the bed's not made.
Is your room like this, or is it clean?
It's like this.
Okay. So it's messy, but your room is messy too. Okay. Do you know how to make a paper airplane?
Yes.
Could you tell me how?
You fold the corners to each other and do that and make the wings. And
cool. Let's move on to the next picture. What do you see here?
An octopus. A girl with a light bulb, books, a mouse, another mouse, a trash can, a jar, test tubes, books, a magnifying glass, paper, DNA, plants, and a ball.
What is this octopus doing here?
Writing down stuff and like looking at stuff.
Are they friends or enemies?
They're enemies, and the octopus is trying to copy everything that she's doing and try to make her mad.
And what does she do to try to make him stop?
Keep annoying him, like ignoring him. Mm-hmm. And
how do you think he got there? Did he walk there on his eight legs?
No, there was a big flood, and then he got into it, and then a whole bunch of chemicals splashed on him, and then he turned into an octopus that could walk on land.
Wow. All right, that sounds pretty cool. You see anything else in this picture you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Last picture.
A big snail and a big onion and another big snail and a shovel and more small onions and onions that are halfway in the ground and a girl and clouds and a fence and a snail.
Do you think this is really big or she's just a really small person?
She's she's a normal size and this is really big. And that, like, when they're cuz she planted seeds, and then all the other seeds turned into regular onions, and that one was a special seed and turned into a big onion.
What does she gotta do with this?
Give it to her mom so they can use it.
Have you ever gardened or planted any food?
Not any food, but I helped plant flowers.
Okay. Did you like gardening? No. Have you ever been to a farm?
Yes.
What have you seen there?
Animals and plants, corn, pumpkins.
What kind of animals
did
you see?
Dogs, cats, sheep, goats, bunnies, horses, a baby pig and a mama pig.
Whoa. Would you ever want to be a farmer?
Kind of.
Cool. All right. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me, okay? All right.
Great job.
All right. You know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read this page for me?
Tess was sitting around the house one sunny afternoon. She wanted to go play tennis, so she asked her mother if she could go to the park. "You can go, but take your brother. I need you to watch him for me," said her mother. Tess groaned. She always had to take her brother along. She didn't want to take him because he slowed her down. Tess was 8 years old and Ty was only 5. Ty never wanted to go to the park, so Tess had to convince him it would be fun. Tess really wanted to go, so she went to the back room where Ty was playing Superman on the Xbox. "Ty, let's go to the park," she sang. "No way," said Ty. Tess knew this would happen, so she had a plan. "Okay, fine." As Tess turned to leave the room, she dropped a bright yellow tennis ball on the floor. It rolled right past Ty's feet. Ty paused his game and picked up the ball. "Where do you get this?" he asked. "I earned it," said Tess. Ty bounced the ball on the floor. It was really loud. He did it again and again until his mother came and said, "Take the ball outside. It is too loud in here." "Here, Ty, give me the ball back. I'm taking it to the park." Ty shook his head no. He ran to the door with the ball in his hand to put his shoes on, and Tess smiled. She felt very clever for tricking her brother into going to the park.
Nice, you're a good reader. Want to read another one?
No.
Okay, we can move on. This is the last thing we're going to do, okay?
I really don't like reading.
Really? Why not? You're such a good reader, though.
Because it's kind of boring.
Boring? But you can read so many cool stories that take you to another world. Maybe someday you'll like it better. You'll have to find a book that you like. Why don't you press a buzzer for me?
Oh. You're doing an awesome
That's my favorite
job.
Buzzer. Alright, you're gonna tell me what is happening in these pictures and then how you would do it.
Brushing his teeth.
How would you do it?
I would do what he's doing.
And what do you need to do that?
Water, floss, and toothpaste, and a toothbrush.
About here.
He's washing his hands first. I would put soap on, scrub my hand, turn on the water, and rinse it off. He's tying his shoe. I would first do it how you're supposed to do it.
Do you know how to tie the shoes?
Yeah.
What do you tie them with?
Rope, string.
What is this called?
String.
Mhm. And then how do you make the knot?
You like make an X and then you put one of the strings or that through the hole and that and put your finger down and do that and do that and do that and then that.
Cool. What about
this? She's making a cereal bowl.
What do you eat for breakfast usually?
Cereal.
And how do you prepare it?
First, I put the cereal, then the milk. She did milk first and then the cereal.
Really? Do you think that's the right way or the wrong way?
Wrong.
I agree with you.
He's putting on a sweater.
When would you wear your sweater?
When it's cold.
What about long sleeves? Do you ever wear that when it's hot?
Yeah.
Like right now?
She's making muffins.
Have you ever made muffins before?
No, but I've seen people do it.
Have you made cookies before?
No, but I've seen people do it.
Have you ever baked anything before?
Never baked anything, but I cooked stuff.
Oh yeah, because you want to be a chef one day. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. How do you make grilled cheese?
First, you butter the bread, then you put the piece of bread onto the pan, and then you put the cheese on that bread, and then you butter the other bread, and flip it over so the butter isn't touching the cheese, and flip, and when the sides on the side that's flipped over done, you flip it the other way. When that's done, you can eat it.
Do you ever have that with like soup or anything?
Yeah.
I like having it with tomato soup, that's my favorite.
She's painting.
Do you ever do any arts or crafts?
Sometimes.
What do you like to do?
Make like claws.
Claws?
Like from paper and by color.
How do you make claws?
You get a piece of paper and you fold it.
And it's just a folded piece of paper?
Well, not really. You fold it like a lot of times and then you get it.
And then what do you do? Do you like attach it to your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
With tape?
No. You just slide it on.
Oh, I see. That's cool. I've never made that before.
He's putting on a seatbelt.
How do you do that?
Same way he does.
And what's he doing?
He's going like this.
What sound does it make when it's buckled in?
A click. She's feeding her teddy bear.
Would you ever do that?
No.
Why not?
Cause not. I just wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it because it's silly?
Yeah.
If you were forced to feed a teddy bear, what would you think a teddy bear would like to eat?
Porridge.
Porridge? Because of Goldilocks?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good guess. Okay, we're just going to do a few more and then we're done.
She's dressing up for Halloween.
What have you dressed up as for Halloween?
Ninja.
Cool. Anything else?
Dinosaur.
Do you have any plans for this upcoming year?
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur again?
Well, I've never done a dinosaur.
Oh, just an idea. Well, that seems super cool. Well, you've done a really awesome job. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me? You can hit all of them if you want. Try and hit all at once. Okay, good job. I'm going to take this off you.